Wobbly Player Syndrome, episode 18. Shock or, meh. It's reaction to new codexes, and this month, in fact, we are looking at Space Marines. And hopefully that noise is Anthony making him a nice drink of something delicious. But in the meantime...
Hi. Like grape juice.
Yeah, that's it. Speaking of grape juice, hey, Isabel, welcome back.
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you. I'll be better after this grape juice. It's for health.
For health reasons. It helps when you stream that you click on the right scene so people actually see us. There you go. After 18 episodes, you'd think I'd get that right by now.
I thought that was
it's been 18 episodes. We expect this to happen.
Well, it's not sound quality.
But we have a different technical issue every month, yes. So yes. It works out.
I thought the only problem was going to be my chair, but no, unfortunately not. So, Isabel, how are you now that people can see you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And,
very well.
What is this weird jumper thing you're wearing? I've never seen that before. Some sort of pussycat team?
Look, if you hadn't have blurred your background like some sort of freaking professional, people would have been able to see your kangaroo's flag, and I was a little bit sad that I didn't have my Richmond flag up because it's not actually in this house, but I do have my scarf, and you know, we're going to Brisbane this weekend,
yes,
to play the second top team,
yes,
again.
Richmond look pretty good. Anyway, we're moving on because we've got another sporting team, the classic Robotech team over there, Michael there. How's your team performed on the weekend?
Oh, well, you know, It's always a good game when Robotech, you know, they get out there, they played at the ball, they gave it 110%, and they left it all on the field. So, you know.
Just taking it one week at a time.
One Zentradi at a time.
Yeah. Excellent. And because Anthony keeps popping in and out, the faces on the camera keeps jumping around. Oh, there we go, another attempt. But we'll talk to Mark. Mark's sitting there politely with his mouth closed going, when's it my turn? Hi, Mark. It's your turn now.
Hi.
Right, that's enough out of you. How are you, Mark?
I'm good.
That is good. This week is going to be all about you. We get to talk about your Smurfs and how much we love them. Speaking of Smurfs, the one with the smallest screen, Anthony, welcome back.
Hello. Yes, I'm back.
It's been a few episodes since you've been with us. You've definitely lost weight. You've got really thin. What was that? It's just the camera taking off 10 pounds?
Or turn it that way. Does it help?
You're up and close.
Anyway. Oh, Matt. My phone doesn't work.
That's okay. It's only live. Don't worry. welcome to the people who are viewing us. Do you expect any professionalism? We've come to the wrong podcast. We are 18 months in, and I think we'll get this right by number 36, babe, perhaps. Now, because we got five people, I am the small camera in the top corner. Hello! For the people who are viewing on Twitch. They pushed me around and just shoved me out inside. It was very rude, but yeah. Then my chair broke, and it got very depressing. How's that for a new
train? See.
Makes pumps everyone up. Woo!
I've been sent to the shed, so anyway.
Yeah. Well, the sheds are a nice place. You've got to just do it up, mate. It's all it is.
And Greg, I'm noticing we haven't had an intro from you.
Me? Hello. Yeah. I'm the camera up in the corner. That's what I said a moment ago.
I know, but what's your name, Greg?
Oh, hello, I'm Greg. Hello, my name is Spiderweb.
You might remember me from
the
such
crap
intros
drummer.
As the
drummer
intro to this podcast.
Yes, I'm the reason I drag these people out into the shed, apparently. Yeah, well,
Antarctica.
We are trying something a bit different in this podcast. We don't normally go rules deep or... through a codex page by page. Yes, I was waiting for someone to say something. But we're going to start off one with this, what's called Shock or Meh, and we'll have a look at the Space Marine book. I think we all picked up the Space Marine book, well, some of us in the last 5 minutes, and went, Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding. Oh, come on. So we might explain what our come ons are about.
I read a review.
I like to call it a reaction more than a review. Because reviews need to be a bit more controlled. I don't like this because A, B, and C, we will go, you just fuck off, that's not fair. Much better.
Oh, well, that depends on, you know, how you define a review.
True. Fine, Mr. Sensible. Why you want to talk sensible stuff? Tell me the new releases. There were a lot. I'm timing you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there have been a lot of things. Yet again, I'm going to start with Blackstone Fortress, because I like Warhammer Quest. Blackstone Fortress Escalation, which looks really cool. More crazy Obsidious Malice stuff, which is cool. A bunch of new models, which are also cool.
Nude models?
That's what I thought you said.
No, they're new models, not nude models. New models.
I'll continue. I won't listen now.
Yeah, like, look, they look like they're a bit Slaaneshy, but they're not very nude.
Ah.
They released the Kill Team starter set again,
yep.
Which was a thing they did.
Yeah.
We got Warcry came out, which I picked it up, and I haven't had a chance to give it a go, but that looks interesting. I especially like all the cool plastic Chaos Gangs for it. The two new Warhammer Adventures books came out, which
yep.
I'm yet to pick up, although my kids have really enjoyed all the previous ones, so I'm definitely going to.
You only found out about 2 minutes before we went live?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I should bring up my list. Oh, those have come out. Cool. Yeah, I've been paying heaps of attention.
Yeah,
like,
all over it.
About as much as me.
Totally. Professional streamers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We got the two Codex supplements. The new Codex, White Scars and Ultramarines. We got the new Codex. Did the Scout Dreadnoughts come out last time?
No, they're coming out.
They're
now.
Out
this
now.
Week,
I've got one on my desk.
Oh,
I've been building it.
Oh, yeah.
So they came out. We got a bunch of stuff that came out from the previous box set. What was it? Shadow Spear or whatever it was called?
Yeah, they did them all in clamshells or something.
Yeah, they released the bits from that separately, so you can buy, like, the Phobos Captain and stuff.
Yep.
They re-released one of the Primaris Lieutenants from one of the... I think it was Wake the Dead.
Yeah.
Piles of cards, piles of dice, more cards, more dice. A lot of that kind of stuff. For some reason, the Space Marine Scouts are coming up in the new releases, which is a strange thing to have happen.
Well,
don't know why.
Nobody knew they were there before that well camouflage.
Yeah, I was like, they're not new.
No, it is funny if you look. Mark and I were looking
Primaris
at the
scouts. They're like this big.
No, they're just normal Space Marine scouts. So like, it's a strange thing to come up.
It is
a bunch of. We got a bunch of Primaris characters came out, like Tigurius, Kosara Khan, etc.
Yep.
Stuff in Necromunda. We got the cool Enforcers, which are pretty sick. So yeah, there's been so many books, so many PDFs, so many dice, so many card packs, so many terrain packs, especially for Warcry. Heaps of stuff.
Well, name them all. Come on. Nobody needs
I just did. Spiritually, I just did.
There was Dennis, there was Frank, it was...
Yeah.
Give me a name. Aren't your parents supposed to do that?
Lieutenant Dennis.
Well, I can't remember which one. One of my Plague Marines, I think he's. Oh, yeah, Derek. I can never remember what he actually is, so it's Derek. be wary. You can call me Tim. Well, it's funny with all the new releases. There's a lot. Mark and I were just jumping on talking about Marines last night in preparation, studying, of course. And there's a fair amount of stuff that are temporarily out of stock or no longer available. Would you say?
Yeah. Because I was going through my wish list on GW and realizing that I hadn't updated it for like eons. And almost everything that was on my list was no longer available. So, like, assault squads, tactical squads, devastator squads. I think the only things left on the entire list was, like, a land raider and terminators. everything else that was regular Marines is just gone.
Yeah.
What my counterpoint to that is, as I was just saying, the Scouts are showing up as a new release.
Yeah.
So are Marine Rhinos, so are Marine Razorbacks and Predators.
Like, that's why I was thinking maybe they'd release new models of them.
No,
they haven't. They're the same models. They looks like maybe they're repackaging.
It.
I don't know, but they seem to be. Looks like maybe they've pulled down the old listing and put a new one up for fuck knows.
Did they go up in price, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe the price changed.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't normally bother to do that when the price changes. They just
slap you in the face with it and go, "There you go. You want it?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't bust out the lube or anything. They just change the price.
That's it. Now, it looks like, I think it's probably more that the Codex came out and so everyone bought Marines with it, because you can see it's Intercessors, Hellblasters, Drop Pods, now that they're good again.
Well, I could understand out of stock, but
yeah.
even Drop Pods were on my list, and they were saying no longer available, so I don't know if they've gone and reissued the page on the website or something. But
the old box is branded with the previous Codex sort of motif, the style of the old Codex, because that would make sense if they were rebranding it, and they literally unbox them and put new cardboard around them.
Yeah.
I don't think they are, because I think the old ones... Give me a second. The old ones are probably the same box. Yeah, the Space Marine Scouts, I think they got... is this a new box? That's the Space Marine Scout box that showed up today.
That looks different from the one I had, I think.
That looks
normal. They just redid the box. Yeah. Or maybe they're redoing the box again.
Rebranding it to put the new Warhammer symbol on and get rid of the GW, maybe. What does
there a new Warhammer symbol?
Yeah, it's just the hammer now with a wing on it.
Is it?
It's no longer GW.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're changing the Games Workshop logo.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, they might be just changing out the boxes.
Yeah, what does surprise me with the things that have sold out? Well, I shouldn't be that surprised. Yeah, Warhammer's not exactly a cost-effective hobby to be doing at all. And the ones that are sold out are the, where are they? The Codex Space Marine Indominus Edition, the $420 edition. The Sons of the Great Khan collection, that's the $558 collection. And the Scions of Gilliman collection, that's also $558. They sold out.
Isn't it because they only had one of them?
I'm hoping that's all it was. And I'm expecting all three of them for Father's Day. It'd be great.
Well, I've just called up the GW site and looked at all of the Marine stuff. Mm. And all of the stuff, so Devastator squads are still there.
Yeah.
Stern Guard's still there. Tactical squads, all still there. It doesn't look like the prices have changed. They've literally just, changed the website reference, I think.
Mm. Anyway.
So, yeah.
All right, well, since that's all happened, how's the hobbying going? What are we up to? What month, what, for Slow Grow?
Common
Organizer?
I think we're around five?
Some of us are around.
Yeah,
so we're halfway through because... certain people didn't get their games in.
Have you played yours?
Well, I've played mine.
Oh, damn it.
I haven't played mine.
Slow Grow's going all right. I have actually got a ladder now, and Matt is actually in the lead with four wins.
Death Guard, right?
Followed by Anto, followed by me, followed by Parker and Adam. So that's the top five.
Oh, shit, Adam's beating me? God damn it.
That's just purely based on game wins. If you go by points, it's completely different, and I'm all the way down the bottom and everything. So
you're above me.
Not far. I can't get points for some reason, so anyway.
How's your actual hobby progress going? Come on.
But my hobby progress, I've actually been cranking out models lately. I mean, I've done a winged hive tyrant, which I don't know if people can see behind me or not, up on the shelf there.
Yep.
I've done an extra squad of Gants. I'm partway through some Gaunts. I'm partway through some Rippers. I did another 8 Gene Stealers. So, yeah, I've been smashing through my units and been really digging those contrast paints because they really cut my painting time down. So, yeah.
Cool. So you recommend them for the Swarm Armies then?
Oh, yeah. If you've got to smash out Gaunts or something like that, I mean, I went from taking probably 2-3 days to finish those to smashing out a squad in 4 hours.
Yeah,
so
big difference.
Yeah, just a bit. You do get tired of painting Tyranid nails, though, after a while.
I know that.
Just file them down, be fine.
But if I ever want to work as a manicurist, I've got the skills now.
Bring your own contrast.
Do you know
paints?
What? My nails need a lot of work. Just give me your number, okay?
But I only paint terrible. In Blood Angels red.
It'll do. Look at this shit. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it spends an hour highlighting.
I think I've got. Actually, I've got Talisar blue as well. So.
I'll take it. Whatever.
Michael, oh sorry, Anton, you are back. Your face is no longer frozen in one spot. That's pretty good. We didn't appreciate that face. I mean, welcome back. How's your hobby progress going?
Mine? Yeah, pretty good. So it's all been slow growth lately.
Yep.
I've got my 1,250 points painted ready to go for the next round.
Oh, bullshit.
and I've been doing quite a bit of modding of stuff, so all my vehicles are modded, and the especially the Chimerox, which I'm particularly proud of. I don't know if we can. Here it is. Very happy. Wanted a mobile command vehicle, so that worked out quite well. That was a lot of cutting. Did the officer of the fleet, which was quite a big green stuff modding project.
Yeah,
he came out all right. I'm pretty happy with that. I've got to work on my green stuff technique, I think, but he did turn out slightly hunchback, but maybe that's the chaos side of him taking over at some stage. He has been this is a lieutenant flight officer, Lieutenant Giles, and he's been grounded for teaching flying lessons to the ladies in the fleet, so he needs a he's being reprimanded to the ground.
Why has he been grounded for that? Are they misogynist pricks?
He's an inquisitor. They don't let you do anything.
So he's a little issue with the cameras.
He is slumped because he has the rock of shame around his neck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a euphemism. Flying lessons.
I have ticked off a bucket list vehicle. I've always wanted a walker, a mini walker. I quite like these. I'm pretty happy with that. I've got two more of these to go for the slow grow. So the Scout Sentinel or the Armored Sentinel, depending on what I want to run. And last night I did the Hobby Night, the banter, and got my last squad ready for the final 2,000 points.
So you've already got your 2,000 points ready to go?
No, I need... Oh, not built. I've purchased nearly all of it.
Oh, okay.
I've still got one flyer to get another Valkyrie. That's all I've got to buy.
I can see razor blades.
Yeah,
things are pretty bad.
Lots of razor blades. Yeah. Anto, are you okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, Anto. So, Michael, now that I've got your face back in front of me, thanks for that. How's your slow grow? How's your hobby?
Well, I actually got everything done for last month, so they were all up to like base standards and stuff, and I've got at least 3 colours on the next month, which is good, given that the next month is like 2 big squads of cultists and their transports, so it's a lot of blooming guys to paint. So I'm kind of further ahead than I thought I'd be, which is nice. And I've even been building marines and all kinds of dumb garbage instead of just painting my cultists. So, I mean, when you guys came up, I was in the middle of building the Invicta.
The stealth dreadnought.
No, it's a stealth lawnmower.
Well, if it's half as loud as a regular dreadnought, then it is a stealth dreadnought.
Well, I'm a little disappointed that everyone's going well with their podcast. This is our podcast. I'm upset everyone else's podcast
is
doing better.
We're all going brilliantly with our podcast. Don't be disappointed with that, Captain Craig. God! Enjoy the Australian cricket team.
The slow grow on my part is I still have failing the painting side. I have only just put one unit together for the next 1250 to next 250. So some scourges. We found some Hayward blasters.
Scourges.
But I have got everything undercoated. How's that? Yeah. There you go. Undercoated, magnetized, ready to paint.
Progress is progress.
Oh, I've said it before. I'm just having trouble getting that enthusiasm to paint them. I don't know why. I'd just rather finish off my Death Guard, I think. But, yeah. Stick to it.
Yeah, finish them off.
Pretty much, yeah. Stick to it. That's all I can say. So, yeah, I did get them together. It was my hobby progress last night, and the hobby night, putting all those scourges together. They were fun. I'm just saying, it's a weird thing about the Darker, I thought they're going to be really fiddly and awkward to play with, to put together. But they're built not so bad. I'd rather them.
They're only fiddly to play with if you know what you're doing.
Oh, that's me out. Well, I'm not looking forward to the battle with the fly is reversed. So everyone who's got fly no longer has fly, and everyone who didn't have fly has fly.
That'll be great. I'll have like flying mining trucks.
Yes, and I'll have grounded venoms. Raiders, jet fighters, bikes. So.
I think a flying Baneblade would be the best, actually.
Oh,
I reckon.
That's scary.
You get that happening.
Bad nobody. Oh, well, you could get one.
I could run like a whole detachment of them or something.
If you attach like four grav tanks to the bottom of it, four falcons maybe, you just like levitate on the falcons. It'd be like Discworld with the turtles. The elephant.
That's the traditional way of making a Baneblade fly. You just run over grav tanks until you get a bit of a build up underneath.
Hopefully Eldar or Tau.
Yeah.
Oh, renew repulses, mate. That'd be much more fun. Take out some Primaris while you're at it.
Yeah. Aren't they like quite tough though, the new repulses?
Look,
yeah,
at you,
the new flying rhinos are like pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. Not like the old rhinos. They used to be like basically rocks that, you know, full of dead marines.
No, rhinos work. That's what I have been doing.
As long as you're driving them at full speed.
I have been converting two rhinos to match the Death Guard, so playing some green stuff and things like that. So I have been doing that. Things that aren't Dark Elder. Oh, sorry. Did I say Dark Elder? Outrageous. Naughty. The Drakari.
They've got a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah, the space Dark Elves.
Yeah.
Drakari, really?
Yeah.
When did they get this new name? Was it before or after season one of Game of Thrones?
Because they couldn't copyright it.
Yeah. So they're no longer called Elder.
Dark Elder.
Well, they had a lot of problems with companies producing I Can't Believe They're Not Space Marines. And in the wake of that, they really shifted towards using the in-universe names for things.
Yep.
So, you know, it's Codex Drakari for the Dark Elder. Codex Bloody...
Eldari.
What do they call it? Eldari.
Yeah.
For the Elder.
And they got the Yunari.
You know, and they're all Codex Astartes for the Space Marines.
Astra Militarum came about because Imperial Guard was too generic to copyright.
Yeah.
And
I always say Astra Militarum. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, it'd be like the Austrians in the 1700s that'd get that copyright, I think.
So.
Well, yes, they all used names that did exist before. They didn't just make them up for that. It's been things that they've been called in-universe forever. It's just they never called the army that.
So Derek's not original?
No, Derek's an original. I think you'll find Derek dates back to 1540.
Oh, that's all right. Mighty Derek.
That's right. Right to when oil drilling started.
Derek.
Please, no. Don't give it. Don't encourage her. Please change the subject. Mark, you said you had a battle. So tell us about the battle.
I had a very pitched battle against Death Guard. The ice thing didn't really do too much for us.
Explain what that is for the listeners who don't know what you're talking about.
So in the scenario that we played, there's like it's like an ice world. So you get if you end your movement without another unit within 3 inches, you get a frost marker that knocks 3 inches off your movement. And if you end and if you cannot move during your movement phase, your unit's got frozen to death.
Do you remove
everybody
them from
just
the
kind of castled up? Everyone just kind of castled up. I know a couple of people were playing it differently. So we were playing that when you're in close combat, you count it as having moved, because it's really hard to freeze to death as you're stabbing someone in the face, which I'd imagine is much more strenuous than marching across the frozen wasteland. The ice didn't really affect us too badly, except in the end when everyone had all their units killed and there was no extras to be next to you. Basically my fly rope was really, really annoying, flew up on a big hill and tried to do catalyst on himself, and then got perils of the warp and exploded. at which point, pretty much that was it for Tyranids, because I couldn't scratch his demon prince, all those bloat drones that he had. So
tried to kill him instead. Not sure this is.
He's Tyranids. Well, that's all they do.
Yeah, Tyranids die.
That's actually true.
They just die, and you've got to remember to use that acid blood stratagem, which I completely forgot that you're supposed to use at the start of the fight phase. So, he killed all my guys, and I didn't get the caustic blood. So, you know.
That sucks. I'm terrible at remembering stuff like that. Whatever happened to the Lictor? I remember
it's
second
still
and third
in the game.
Ed. It was just the most deadly model on the map.
Yeah. I don't think you use it anymore, do you?
Yeah, now that
I still get nightmares.
Oh, look,
I wasn't a Tyranids player. I just used to get fucking victimized by it all the time. Yeah. Apologies to all the children. Don't say fuck unless your parents do it.
Exactly. I had a very small Tyranid army, and I definitely had a Lictor because they were just bastards.
Yeah.
They were epic. I loved them and also hated them.
Yep. Love hate relationship.
It was.
So who won? Sorry.
Michael.
So Matt ended up winning. Basically, just killed me, because after my Hive Tyrant exploded, my Trigon Prime froze to death. So
nice.
And I got a couple of points, and because of the weird bonus points thing for this slow growth system, it wound up being I had 20 points to Matt's 16, which is ridiculous
and
for getting tabled.
Yeah.
When you get tabled, you shouldn't have more points than the person who won.
It's a screw system.
Still, lol.
Yeah, two losses I've had, I've ended up with more points. it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's so. as I've said, it wasn't designed to be a competitive competition.
No.
I think it was designed to give out as many participation certificates as possible.
You get a medal. You get a medal.
All get medals.
So, and I think it was just designed to you know, compensate people for getting fucking wrecked. So if you showed up and just got raffle stomped, you want you still stood.
We want
some
you to come
chance,
back next week. Here's some points.
Yeah, it's always a problem with things like this. People drop out because they're getting wrecked and they get disheartened. So it was.
Well, I suppose when you have a victory but you don't get as many points, you're just like, well, I still had a victory, right?
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, everybody.
That's it. All they are is blood, but I don't get as many points.
Yeah.
That's okay.
My blood, yes. My blood spill cause got more points than your living characters. Yeah.
Yeah,
although
so
starting
I'm
straight into like next month's topic, which is like arguing about how to organize.
I think that's it. We'll talk about running tournaments.
Tournament organizer here. Is it Khan the Betrayer?
Sorry?
Is the tournament organizer actually Khan the Betrayer? Blood.
Well,
God.
He did
person
organize
with the most
it,
blood
and then he
on
left.
The field wins, right?
The guy
well,
who
that probably actually fits my playstyle of many things dying.
Mm.
That are all on my own side.
So,
well, you know, acid blood though, right?
That's
well,
it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Go on, hit me, bro. Yeah, I dare you, that one. Yeah. Anthony, you had a game?
I did. My Militarum Tempestus took on Blood Angels, which was a bit of a difficult game for me because Blood Angels have been my favourite for a very, very long time.
You
but
didn't
want to
hurt them?
I decided what the hell. What the hell, I'll just kill them anyway.
Yep.
The ice didn't come in effect at all in the game. We either destroyed each other before the ice got in, or we managed to stay huddled up. I did make a Death and Glory charge, which what thankfully what was the very last round and to score the victory points. So if it had gone another turn, I would have had units by themselves and would have lost them. But thankfully, it ended. So the Tempestus won. I think it was 8-1 in the end. Adam only had 3 Blood Angels left on the table.
Oh wow!
And he was hoping for another turn. I'm like, why? It's not going to happen. So we did finish the game, thankfully. yeah, it was a good game, and I'm actually really impressed with how the Tempestors go. I've had some good games, especially against Space Marines. They seem to the AP2 weapons of their rifles.
Yeah,
it's very good against Space Marines. It sorts them out.
Yeah,
and because they were Blood Angels and they had to get in close to try and kill me, that just meant I got to re-roll any sixes to hit. And I gave give them your orders. Is it take aim?
Yep.
Where they get to shoot an extra shot with rapid fire. So yeah, I was like, there's a lot of shots coming down on those Blood Angels. So
first rank fire, second rank fire.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. So it doubles your rapid fire.
Yeah, that's it. For laser guns.
Yeah, so that was
weapons. Yeah.
Pretty cool. So, yeah, it was a fun game. It was really good. I like the scenario. You really have to think about what you're doing. But, yeah, it didn't come into effect at all. And it would have killed some stuff if we got another turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael, did you get your game in or any games?
No, we haven't gotten that game in yet. It's been a mess of a week between... You know, stuff with children, stuff with family, stuff with work, people dying. It's been a whole thing.
Yeah, that has an impact.
Hoping to get the game in sometime in the next week or two before the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, my game was meant to be, what day is it? It's Monday. Yesterday. But then got Paul go, oh, I've been sick all week. I said, you're just scared, mate. Come on. So it's been postponed to next week. I'm looking forward to it because it's against... Demons of Zench is his force, isn't it? So I've decided to pick up the relic, the Helm of Spite, which is the one where I can try to deny the witch, and if I succeed, they suffer the perils of the warp, so that should be fun.
Don't deny the witch.
Yes.
Don't ever deny the witch.
You don't deny it.
You've read the book.
Always deny the witch. Shadow and
witch
the
Warp. Which one? Yeah, so I haven't... my chair has got even lower. It's fantastic. I'm almost sitting on the floor. Hello, everybody. This is the PG version.
I'm not sure the floor is where you get the PG version.
It's a bit cold on the... anyway. Okay. Well, so you've already gone through the tables and stuff like that. And I'm trying to look at my notes. My light, I have to look up and over the table. Oh, I can't quite see the writing.
See, this is how my whole life has been, Greg. My whole life, okay? Looking up and my, hi, everybody. Hi, all my friends. I remember looking at you folks in high school like that. I'm like, hi. It's great talking to you. I'm getting a crick in my neck.
Yeah, it's been great, yeah.
One day, you'll grow into the big boy chair.
All right, let's go to our ad break, and then we'll start the topic, the shock or meh of the Space Marine Codex.
Meh, friends.
Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollers Board Games at rollersboardgames.com and look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. If we don't, we'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games. Like what you're hearing? So do we.
You scream out in the night.
Who is this, you say?
You speak so silently.
Storyboard Concept. Want to hear more?
Anytime that you want.
That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. Right. It's good that I muted everyone and I forgot to mute myself through that ad. So, just to recap. That is Storyboard Concept. They play music. Check them out. And, of course, Rollers Board Games. He plays games and sells them. He also provides us with all our graphics for our banners and stuff like that. So, thank you. And he just told me he's going to a concert on my birthday. And he's not even taking me. So, no longer thank you. Right.
That's coming up. You've got to be really old, Greg.
Not as old as you. Old. Not as old as you. And you. Even I'm still so much younger than you, Anto, too.
You are so much younger than me.
So much younger.
I like how his camera has frozen.
We've got to check his pulse.
It has frozen.
It's not as good a photo. Anto, bring the other photo up. This one's nowhere near as good.
Check his pulse.
Stop snapshotting me.
It hasn't got the same sort of like energy. It had some really great energy.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so this month we're going to try, it might happen more often if this works, like all our podcasts. Codex has come out, we might have a reaction every now and again to it. I think this one deserves a reaction because we all, as soon as it started coming out, we all had our own opinions on it. Do we have any positive ones? Anyway.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. I thought
my opinion was fairly positive.
I've read
37!
I'm totes positive, bro.
So we are going to talk about reacting to the new Space Marine Codex and, of course, the two supplements that came out at the same time. The White Scars and the Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Yeah.
So. I should be more excited for a Smurfs update and all the new units and special rules and stuff like that. But I'm just not. It's weird. Maybe playing Nids has broken me in some fashion.
You've seen the light.
But don't get me wrong. I love the amount of fluff that they've put into it. Those books are really fairly hefty on that. And I was actually surprised how much was in the White Scars supplement there, as far as that goes.
Well, they had to. There's only two units in it.
Well, I know.
the whole thing is that they have a scar. It's not very interesting.
White Scars haven't really had much lore. Over the years, probably as any White Scars player
Mongols
can attest,
on bikes,
they don't
that's all we
really
need to
have
know.
Anything. So, It's good that they get a bit fleshed out,
yeah.
Because let's face it, I mean, Ultramarines, they've been in every freaking book since like Dickety, so you know. But I think as an Ultramarines player, my reaction to this was, really, I've got to buy more books. So
Jesus Christ, did anybody see that?
No.
See what?
Okay. I just spoke and like this jet of spit came out. It was like it went like 3 feet.
This will be on YouTube. You can rewind and pause.
Hi,
it is
everybody.
Approximately
that's
30, 42
that's
minutes into it. We'll try and highlight
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
So what about the rest of yous?
Well, who's the other? You, like, I've got a Salamander army, you've got a Blood Angel army, you've got... I'm pointing with my head, and you can all see that clearly.
Well, what's even better
I have
is
a blood
you're probably
angel.
Not pointing in the right direction with your head or the feed.
Oh, you missed the spot.
missed the spot, yeah.
I thought, all right, I'll get the Blood Angel. The Blood Angel. Jesus Christ. Someone else talk quick.
So I've got heard of Blood Angels. They have
you
blood
mean dark
have
angels.
And if I have to go shock or meh, I'm a bit awe. It's got some good bits. I like the new generic Space Marine rules. The Angels of Death rule is pretty cool.
Yes.
The Shock Assault, add one to the attack characteristics of the models that are charged, or, you know, great. Really cool.
What I don't like about that one,
cool.
The Shock Assault one, is I don't like they get the plus when they're being charged.
Yeah, I like that. I think you're a Space Marine. You're expected to be fighting.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of...
I like the Doctrine. I think they make a really...
If I charge a Space Marine, they're going
to
get a plus one attack. If I don't, if they charge me, they're going to get a plus one attack.
Yeah, but you'll get to go... If you charge them, you'll go first.
Yeah, but I can't kill Space Marines. Dark Elder can't kill things with power armor.
What do you mean you can't?
You wound on twos.
No, I wound on fours.
It's better than my cultists. They just don't wound.
Yeah, no, I just
haven't got enough of them.
Yeah, it's anyway. I like the other bits of it. The assaults. I think yeah, they are built for pure combat, but getting the plus when they're also being attacked. I thought, nah, that's a bit much. Piss off.
But it's only the first round of combat, so after that...
Oh, sorry, my Dark Elder get the second round?
Well, the Chaos Marines get this too, don't they?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
Having an assault squad wiped out to one guy by Tau...
What?
I was as surprised as you. the Marines aren't that great in close combat.
It's like Terminators
falling down
to snotlings.
It's been a real problem with this edition of Marines. They've been pretty shit at close combat.
Yeah.
They've become a gun line, and they're not supposed to act like that.
No.
And I feel that a lot of the changes they have made have really reinforced that traditional way Marines should play, like especially the Doctrines, you know. Start long, go mid, get in.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the Doctrines encourage you to do.
And I like the Doctrines, so I'm happy they brought
that
back.
That make you able to do that.
Yeah, I'm happy they brought that back. It's not as easy to change as it used to be. It has to be in a certain order.
Like you have to progress in accordance with the Codex.
Yes, and I like that. I thought those rules are pretty good. I love the fact that you can have the drop pod turn one.
Yeah,
making
drop pods are useful.
Make
again.
Drop pods not shit again.
Yeah.
The dust.
You're paying
drop
points
pod.
For a deep strike thing you can't bring in. I mean, it's actually a vehicle that needs to. You have it sitting for a turn in orbit. It's like, yeah, we'll just launch it when everyone's ready.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, though, is that it does
war with the element of surprise.
It does bring back the whole zero deployment.
Well, if you don't have anything on the field at the first turn, you lose. That's it.
Yeah, but the drop pods specifically circumvent that rule.
They don't circumvent the you auto lose rule. They circumvent the you may not deploy in the first turn from deep strike.
But
rule.
If you have nothing on the table, you still lose.
Yeah, and they circumvent the you must have a minimum number of models deployed
rule.
But they don't circumvent you auto lose if you've got nothing.
No, that actually is in the Warhammer community.
They explicitly called that out.
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I heard a discussion saying where people were like, yep, this brings back the Alpha Strike stuff.
No, you still have to have units on the table in turn one.
I kind of feel like Terminator should get it too. I think they should.
As a Dark Angel player, I feel you. But
yeah.
I used to love Deathwing Assault. It was so much fun. But if Terminators can deploy like that, we'd just fucking do it.
Where's my drop pod for my Dreadnought? That's not forgeable. That's that I'd like.
But
to
isn't that the quintessentially Marine thing to do? Is to deploy Terminators and drop pods? Like,
that's right, yeah. And entire Grey Knight army.
only if you're not actually occupying a zone. I mean, not all battles take place in a new deployment. When Marines deploy, they don't always just, you know, deploy, victory, go. There is the occasion where they're going to have to take and hold.
By definition, they do
defend.
That, though.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be that surgical strike kind of force you know, they've got the Imperial Guard to garrison stuff.
Yeah, the Marines' ideal mode of operation is drop in, kick dick, fuck off. Mm. But as you say, they can't do that all the time. Sometimes they get attacked, and sometimes they're defending.
Yeah.
So,
other things I like to the Codex.
That's all right. That's all right. Keep going.
No, I was just trying to get back to track with the Codex.
Codex?
I know, right? I liked how there's litanies for the chaplains. Because I've always thought, the chaplains, they're okay. But now I'm going, hey, now they're okay.
Yeah, I was reading a review where they were saying that the chaplain can get, like, some sort of...
basically, it's the prayers.
Epic death hit. God, what were they saying? It was like a...
I like that even
four
better.
Attack. Where are we?
Well, they always get the
chaplains?
Bonus to attack. Oh, look.
No. That was something. Oh, Christ. Now
litanies.
I've lost it.
Plus one to attack and strength. Plus one to the damage of the vehicle. That's just one of them.
So here we go. If you go with the Mantra of Strength, the Imperium Sword WL trait, and the Benediction of Fury relic, you end up with the Death Machine with 6 attacks, strength 8, and 4 damage.
Let me just write that down, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mantra Strength.
I like the captains on bikes came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that was something that we were missing.
Yeah. Two psychic choices. There's two librarious choices in the psychic, so you don't have to have this one or this one. You can. I didn't mind that. You got a bit more choice. I noticed Ultramarines and White Sky have their own librarians' powers. You see all that? One's got Storm, one's got... I
haven't gotten that far into it yet.
Oh, so the White Scars, they're all Storm-based, and the Ultramarines is about hiding from a cat, I think it is.
That's fair.
That does sound kind of like them.
I do like the chapter tactics. I think they've really picked out the strengths of those particular chapters.
Yes,
and
the Salamander one.
You know, they've taken out Imperial Fists targeting buildings.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a waste of time. Now you don't get a cover save for them. I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty strong. I think the chapter tactics are cool. I'd like to see where they go with other chapters, Dark Angels, Blood Angels, and stuff like that, what they change.
And that's why I was intrigued that they didn't have anything for Blood Angels, Space Wolves, or Dark Angels, but they got for the other. Like, they have the doctrines, not the doctrines, the tactics in there for Ultramarines and White Scars. And then release a White Scar and Ultramarine book. I went, why didn't you just put it in that?
See, the thing
is...
You
can build a generic army from this without the special characters from the White Scars,
I
guess, is the reason.
Yeah,
and
the
I
thing
do
is
like
that
they've given you the... Sorry, I keep interrupting because I'm the guy sitting on the floor, apparently.
It's where all the exciting stuff happens.
You meet the best people in the gutter.
But yeah, the whole successor chapter tactics thing is really cool.
Yeah,
I love that they've done that. It makes it so much more flexible and interesting than just going, here are six options, fucking pick one.
Remember, they had it before.
I like that you don't have to pick a negative as well.
Yeah, that was it. Used to be pick one, and then like, you get to be awesome, but only have one leg.
Now there's no negative, there's no drawbacks to picking your own chapter and building your own chapter. I think that's really
cool.
They're
all good, they're all pretty strong, but not as powerful as the core chapters.
I liked the idea of introducing flaws, but then again, you know, my biggest complaint about Dark Angels has been that one fucking edition where we had the special rule that was, we're shit. Like, we were reticent. Once you were within range of your guns, there was a 1 in 6 chance they would decide, nah, I'm not going anywhere, I just want to shoot them. And my assault marines would jump in and be like, no, we got bolt pistols, fuck charging. I'm like, no!
Suppressing fire
with pistols. Like, you guys are assault marines, what are you doing?
The blood rage or something like that in previous editions where they had to roll to see if they would stand still or not.
Yeah, I actually really liked that.
And they'd really just start, you know, Devastator Squad always moved. They couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
And the Assault Squad would just stand there.
Oh, I think the Salamander ones, we could never assault or something like that. I can't remember now. We could only move it slowly, go da da da. Yeah, we'll get to you.
Yeah.
We were the dwarves. Da da da.
Salamanders don't move so fast, you know, they're slow moving creatures.
Well, they're not in the lore, they don't use bikes or land speeders like the other chapters and stuff like that. They prefer just the fire and a bit of fire mixed in with a bit of fire.
Well, there's something to be said for fire. I mean,
they're like Melter as well.
Yeah,
except
Melters,
everyone's wearing powered armor, and orcs don't give a shit.
Melter's
like,
fires
and
hammers.
Bathe in this fire.
But one thing I've noticed is everyone turning around and saying, oh, but what about Dark Angels and Space Wolves and Blood Angels and stuff? But they've all gotten codexes recently, haven't they?
Well, we get a lot of bonuses from this. Yeah. Like, they've explicitly said that we get these new Marine abilities, like the Shock Assault and all that. We get them. That applies to all the Marines.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we get the stat increases to Inceptors and stuff. Like, there's a whole errata document about this is how it applies to different things, even if some fuckwits on forums are arguing about spelling mistakes. Oh, well, this change doesn't apply to Space Wolves because Space Wolves don't have Reaver Squads. They have Reavers, and I think you'll find they explicitly called them Reaver Squads. It's like, fuck off!
Well, you're never going to appease the Adenoid set.
Yeah,
I just thought it was strange that they didn't include them in there for the tactics and stuff like that. They're clearly going to get their own book because every original chapter is getting their own book. So I thought, why didn't they put the generic bits in there as well? And I guess because they're variants on their rules. The blood rage. I'm going to use my pistols to assault everyone, and I'm a wolf. In armor rule.
The wolf rule.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's entirely possible that a lot of Dark Angel players will do what I've often traditionally done, which is run my Dark Angels as green colored normal Marines, so that I'm like Dark Angels, but good.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I thought about that Blood Angels occasionally too, I must admit.
Yeah.
Don't the Dark Angels have, like,
Chaos Tendencies
that are awesome?
We have cool stuff. We have Ravenwing, we have Deathwing. It's just traditionally we're not as good as normal Marines. Like, you know, they'll release new toys for the Marines, and in previous editions, Dark Angels will always not get them.
It's because you're sad. The Dark Angels are sad about everyone not believing them, that they're not evil.
Well, we're not evil.
When,
like, it's
when
not
you're
a matter
sad,
of
you can't learn new things.
Yeah, but you don't need to learn new things, because we're just better than other Marines. But no one believes us about it. It's so sad. That's why we stand still. And then we stand still and we... Like, yet again, fucking Marines, they want to get in there and hit things. Dark Angels, our special rule is, stand still and you can shoot better. I'm like, I'm a Marine. I don't want to fucking stand still.
I was surprised.
I've always just felt that Dark Angels were really just emo Space Marines. I mean, when they take their helmets off, it's just like a dark sweep hair like this, and they always hold their head down and mope and
lots
shit.
Of eyeshadow.
Just,
lots of
that's just
eyeshadow.
Dark Angels. Do you know where our name comes from? Like most of our original fluff? From the hair.
Well, the Lionel Johnson and the Dark Angels are named after a poem by a guy called Lionel Johnson. And it was a poem about how he missed his beloved Dark Angel, which was his gay lover. So the Dark Angels have copped a lot of flack about this over the years.
So this fits perfectly with the emo.
Oh, come on, Sanguinius is the gayest Primarch in history.
I know.
Robert Gilliman is like, he's a bear. He's bear. He's shagging them all, rubbing it.
We're the chapel, like a canonically gay Primarch. Go us.
Exactly. they're all canonically gay, seriously.
Oh yeah, look at them. They're all Bishonens. Like they're just all bishies. Nothing but bishies for the as far as the eye can see.
Why are there no women space marines? Because
they
don't need them.
Codec.
Codec. I saw that they've got Crimson Fist in there, but they don't have Flesh. What is it? Flesh Terror? That's the Dawn of War one, isn't it?
The Blood Ravens.
Blood Ravens. That's the one. Yeah,
they do. Like, I'm looking at it right now. I was going to bring this up. I really liked that they gave you psychic based ones. Like, so you can do Blood Ravens.
Yep.
The Knowledge is Power, which is the Blood Ravens. It's one of the successor tactics in there.
Hmm.
There was Blood Raven release in the last
White
Dwarf as well.
Oh, yeah.
So had,
there was that. But I think
I thought it was strange they didn't put it in the book if they're trying to put it all together.
Well, I heard a rumor that they were going to do like a supplement or something for them.
Yeah,
they might still do that.
On the grapevine has been supplements for all original chapters. So that doesn't sound like Crimson Fists. It doesn't even sound like Black Templars either.
Crimson Fists? They came out before fucking Ultramarines. They were like in Rogue Trader.
They were Rogue Trader, right
they
in the cover.
Are fucking
it's true.
Original. P.S. What's his face? Beverly DeAngelos from the Blood Ravens. He's a trans woman. He knows it.
Beverly DeAngelo from Vacation?
Beverly DeAngelos.
Cheers. Go
next.
We argue about original chapters. We'll get the Rainbow Warriors back in here.
Brother Vermillion and Sister Sin, bring them back.
Who are canonically one of the two Lost Legions.
Ooh.
Prove me wrong, internet.
What about the Howling Griffins? They came in first edition.
The Howling Griffins were great.
Yeah,
but yeah, like in the old codexes. They have you can see the worlds of the Lost Legions, and they're kind of scratched out. One of them has the symbol of the Rainbow Warriors, and it's clearly the name Prism, which was the home planet of the Rainbow Warriors.
Rainbow Warriors. Just the Care Bears.
Now, here's one for you. Speaking of long lost, Legion of the Damned.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not in there. I thought they might be in this codex.
That's a good point.
Because they're a generic unit that supports everyone. So I'm not sure where that's going
to
come in.
Yeah, I used to be a massive Legion of the Damned fan.
Yeah.
But the ability to just walk straight through bullet fire and fuck enemies up without consequence, it's a little bit X-y for me.
Well, I know with the index rules that for them, they actually had like a thing where they kind of had like a kill limit and then they'd like die.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Codex.
Still.
Codex.
Reacting to the codex, not reacting to our yammering.
What I don't like about the codex.
So what do we think about, you know, the amount of units of these Primaris have concealed positions? So it's not a reinforcement, it's just deploy.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And then
including that big walker thing with the possible.
Yeah, so the
come
Incursors,
on, Deep Strike Dreadnought, what's
Primaris
not to
Captain,
love?
Primaris Librarian, and of course the very cool Scout Dreadnought. They all can go.
Nah, I don't get that. Not cool.
Nah, I don't think a Scout Dreadnought could be doing that. I'm not. Yeah, and then you got the weapons that the bolters that ignore cover. What the fuck's up? I can't win. Or like, oh, it's all right, bolters. All right, I'll quickly hide in this. Nah, fuck it. I might as well just run at you.
Line of sight's still a thing.
It's not as easy as you think, though. Oh, there's a hole in that wall. Oh, fun, I fucking took it.
Yeah. Oh, look, line of sight's been one of my bugbears this whole edition. The way they've changed cover really bugs me.
Yeah. And some of the bolters that can now target the characters that aren't sniper rifles.
Yeah, saw that.
Oh, who's got that?
The Eliminator Squad. It's got an instigator bolt rifle.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, that's not new, though. I've got, in the Gene Steel Cult, there are, like, the Kellamorph, the dickhead with the three guns.
Yep.
He has that. His pistols can target characters.
Nice. The one person, as opposed to a whole unit.
Well, he's an elite choice.
With las guns.
And he fires, like, three guns each turn, and he has, like, something like six shots or something.
Well,
and he buffs everyone around him if he kills you.
I want to go... That's a good segue. We're talking about it's the Marines and no longer that gun line and stuff. You are getting... They're meant to be in that combat. How many guns on the new tanks? How many guns
All
on
of
the
them.
Dreadnought?
Well, actually, the new tank doesn't have that many guns.
The Repulsor Executioner has 8 weapons on it. And can
that's
fire
the
microplasma twice.
That's the second newest tank. The new tank has, like, two guns.
Yeah. But I was interested to see how many... You've got a Venerable Dreadnought, don't you, Mark?
Yeah.
You're going
to
use it
anymore?
Have
they done something to it, have they?
No, I'm just looking at it and going, Venerable Dreadnought.
How many of those guns can they fire simultaneously, though?
All of them.
Because you've only got so many pilots, right?
All of them.
All the guns.
Everything.
No limit
on
weapons.
You can shoot all the weapons.
Repulsors have all the guns.
Yeah,
they really do.
Mind you, it is 315 or 15 power 11 points.
Yeah, they're not.
So it's
cheap.
An expensive unit. You can transport some Primaris. There you go. There's your Rhino for Primaris. Or
it's,
the Impulsor.
It's not
there
a
Rhino.
Primaris. That's
the Impulsor.
It's like only. Yeah, the Impulsor is
the
new one.
Yeah.
But even then, it's a Razorback. It's only 6, isn't it?
6,
yeah.
6, and it's got twin storm bolters, or twin bolters.
Yeah.
But then you bolt it.
Just
devastating.
Well, no, it doesn't have the bolter rule, because it's a tank.
I thought all Space Marine units had the bolter rule.
No, it's Dreadnoughts.
No, it's vehicles don't get it anymore.
Dreadnoughts,
it's
bikes.
Dreadnoughts, bikes, and infantry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surely las cannon carriers don't have the bolter rule.
Unless it's on a Lehman Russ tank. Yeah.
No, the Land Raider Crusader
lightning
away. Claws. That would have hurt. The Crusader would hurt with a bolter rule.
Yeah.
I just want.
But what was your point about the?
Yeah,
Venerable
I'll go back to it. Right. So then, the Venerable Dreadnought's 124 points. This is the only time I'll go into points and stuff, boys and girls. 124 points. 2 weapons. Has a feel no pain. Right, Contemptor, 2 weapons, has a 5 plus invulnerable save, 132 points. That's it. The Invictus Technical Warsuit, 5 weapons, it's concealed, can use its bolter as a pistol in combat, 131 points, and has 13 wounds, which is 3 more than the Contemptor and 5 more than the Venerable.
It's only got toughness 6, though.
Well, the Venerable's only 7, and the Contemptor's only 7.
7's a big difference from 6.
I'd rather have 13 wounds.
I'd also like to point out that I have never successfully rolled a Feel No Pain on a Venerable Dreadnought, ever.
Well, you know, it depends on who you are. Like, you know, every Chaos player rolls disgustingly resilient all the time. So
no, I've never done that ever. What is this disgusting resilience?
Oh, I've killed 10 of your plague walkers. No, you haven't. You've killed one.
Yep. And the other one came back.
One. Sorry.
I have found a successful counter to disgustingly resilient, and it's just all the DACA. Gant bomb.
Yeah. No, I think my point.
Drop 24 Gants with Devourers, and then hit them again with that single-minded annihilation, and put down like 120 shots, and you will kill them.
Kill two,
at least two.
I actually wiped the squad, and I was frankly shocked.
There you go.
Because I didn't think I brought it
wasn't
it
my
up.
Squad. I brought it up because when we first heard the Codex was coming out, a few years ago, it's the death of the original Space Marines. It's all Primaris because there are a fair amount of new Primaris stuff in there. But all the original stuff's still there.
And they buffed some of the original stuff. They've made it better.
Have they? I haven't looked at the original stuff because, I just wanted to rage.
They made drop pods better. Improved the points efficiency of tactical marines, didn't they? There was a couple of things like that where they've made non-Primaris more attractive as options.
Oh, good.
Well, I've noticed one thing that's gone away. Marnius Kalgar has now been... The Primaris Marnius Kalgar is now the guy... So if you've got the old Artificer Armor one like I do, or the Failcast Terminator Armor one, you're out of luck.
Well, you can still use the Index for it. He's in the Index, isn't he?
He is, but he costs more than the Primaris one.
Well, they're going to do that with all the special
Use the good one, then.
Well, yeah.
They've made the White Scar Primaris and the Ultramarines Librarian Primaris as well. So those figures are out the window as well. And I reckon they'll do over time. We'll see the Blood Angels special characters, and we'll see Black Templars and Salamanders or whatever.
We've only got one.
I think it's on the way out. They're not quite dead yet.
Well, I mean, but by the same token, that's been a thing that they've done repeatedly. They bring out a new model, the new model is physically bigger, the new model has slightly different weapons, and then the old model gets transitioned out. It's nothing new, it's not new to the Primaris, they've done it with so many models.
I don't mind that you can't get the old model, it'd just be nice if the rules still allowed for it. Otherwise you have to pretend that your tiny little Galgar is like a Primaris one.
Green stuff, mate.
I'll give him stilts.
We had some guy who wanted to use the old Rogue Trader Lehman Russ model in Modern 30K.
Nice.
To represent the enormous fucking Primark one that they have now. And everyone's like, so that model's like smaller than a normal Space Marine. That's some slight modeling for advantage problems.
Slight.
Yeah.
What else about the book? Before we move on to the supplements, anything else about the book? Overall, I thought the book was well done. I was pleased there was no characters in it because that would defeat the purpose of getting supplements. Loved the fact the successor chapters are in there.
I just kind of wish that they'd done this back when, they first did it.
Mm.
Yeah, and I still don't think they're finished. I think there'll be another one.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're still missing some units. I think there was talk on forum talk of a Terminator Primaris version coming out at some stage. I still haven't seen anything I consider to be a proper Primaris assault squad. So I don't know. I reckon we've still got some things to come along.
Oh, they're going to sell more models.
And books. And we'll have a book. When did the first? How long have we had the first Codex for Space Marines? It's been 2 years, I guess?
It was one of the first ones to come out.
Yeah, it hasn't been long. But I reckon we'll see another one in another 2 years.
Probably. Right.
2 years is about, that's about the new lifespan, though. Since
probably
kind of
they're
AOS
not cheap.
And 8. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not super cheap.
No.
I can't complain too much. I didn't buy the first Codex, so I just went straight to the Blood Angels Codex and the Grey Knights Codex. But I bought this one because I wanted to have a look at the specifically more about what the Primaris really were all about. If I go Primaris down the track, it would be for a Death Watch force to build them up. but they have to allow Primaris onto the Corvus Black Stars, or I'm not doing it.
Distract them underneath.
GW. Yeah.
So the answer to that is probably you're not doing it.
Yeah, you're not doing it.
Well,
what's a Corvus Black Stars?
It's a big flyy thing that Deathwatch get.
I got two of them.
Can't Primaris just hang on? They're very strong.
They've got those grapple hooks, don't they?
Have you ever seen the pictures of the angry Marines? You just get the Marines to hang on to the missile hard points.
Yeah. Strap them in.
Fire them at the enemy.
There's your drop pod, suck, bitch.
Don't paint messages on your missiles. Just strap Primaris Marines to them.
Take all the missiles
there
out.
There you go, listeners. Anto's showing his...
Just hang it on with one hand and a big power fist on the other
hand.
Look
at all of those handholds.
Yeah. Lots of us hanging on.
Primaris could just be like hanging on like this. Woohoo! Right. We're coming.
So
I'm also a bit... I think they're still a bit generic. They're all the same. And there's nothing... really makes anything really that different. I'd like to see some of the special squads coming out for some of the other chapters.
Let's lead into the supplements, because yes, I thought, okay, supplements, we'll see some specialist units. Now I know the Ultramarines have got the Tyrannic veterans in there. And as soon as I said it, I went, no, that's not right. That sounds like he's on the bow of a ship going, I'm a king of the world! That's not
But, I mean, that's not really a new unit. I mean, it's just giving us what they took away.
Yeah, see, my hope was, they're going to bring it out, and they're going to bring out units specific to the White Scars, Ultramarines, and so on and so on. I was hoping, so does that mean the Salamanders might get back their Pyroclast units and their Fire Drake ones? Because they're awesome, but they're only 30.
And models to go with.
Yeah, and models to go with, because they're awesome models. I want them, but...
A Primaris biker, I think that's something we're still missing. I think that will
put him on the trike. There's a bunch of stuff that we still
Primaris
need
Despa.
From the Primaris.
Primaris
biker in leathers.
but Death Watch, they have a bolt weapon and a power sword. It's generally their basic loadout, and there isn't anything like that for Primaris yet. You can equip it on. Yeah, I just like to see something other than just generic stuff, and especially for a Blood Angels army or for
flavor.
A Death Watch army, something a bit special.
Yeah, you want the flavor that makes the chapter different. Oh. Yeah. The chapter of Salamanders, yes, I keep going back to them because that's what I play, is flames, but I can only have one flamer specialist in a unit. I'm going, I actually can't. The Tactical Marines can't have flamers, can they?
They can.
Not
they
good
can.
Ones.
They can have a
Not good
well.
Ones.
White Angels can have a heavy flamer.
Hey, any flamer is a good flamer.
Not when it's only 8 inches.
Well,
it's not the size of the flamer.
It's what you do with it.
It absolutely is the size of the flamer. Heavy flamers are way better.
No, heavy flamers are still only short range. Yeah, but anyway. Okay, White Scars. So
they
this is
change the range of the Flamestorm cannon to 12 inches.
What about the Immolator? Are we going to get an Immolator shortly?
Oh, well, we'll get to... other codexes in a sec, but look at the White Scars options.
Okay,
The books are $49 US, Australian. So they're not cheap. Forget the supplements. That's the hardcover ones. You get in the White Scars one character, one special unit. You get, they do get a special, what is it called? Destructive charge.
They get a captain and they get a thingy.
Yeah, the unit, is the Khan on bike. Khan on bike. Yeah, I feel like I need to get into it. Come on, mate. Can't do it. Yeah. 17 strategies for themselves. They've got their own storm power, psychic 6, and technical objectives, as everyone does. I do like the name generator in it. That's pretty cool. That just helps out, saying instead of everyone being called Khan or Derek. 14 relics of war gear, some warlord traits, and successor chapters in there as well. Ultramarines. Seven characters, 5 units, 16 stratagems. They also get their own psychic powers, tactical objectives, name generator, 14 relics of war gear, traits, and successor chapters. Same price for both books.
See, the difference is that, Ultramarines have always had crap loads of characters, whereas they don't seem to have gone that way with any of the other chapters, except maybe Blood Angels.
Yeah, Blood Angels have some chapters. Chapters have some characters. But I thought this might be an opportunity for them to add some characters or add special units.
Especially some Primaris ones. New characters.
And this is the thing. It feels like what they've done is they've taken like a copy-paste approach.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like they've copied like the second edition character sections and just pasted them into the latest one.
Yeah, well,
surely there must be some new Primaris characters. It's been going for a few thousand years now, isn't it? Yeah. There must be someone out there who can become hero status.
Well, that's
what gets me is that, I mean, Captain Sicarius is in the Ultramarines supplement here, but he's been almost written out of the canon, just about, and you're just like, you know, why is he even there?
Yeah.
Because people would like pitch a fit if he wasn't there.
Yeah,
is why he's there.
He's pretty heroic.
I was disappointed when they took out Chaplain Xavier for the Salamanders. Yeah, there's a Salamander character. Yeah, I got the model. Bane, oh, nice. What do you mean he's dead? Can't use him anywhere. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, there's not heaps in there, but it is good to get more fluff on like things like the White Scars.
Yeah.
But I keep comparing it to previously when they did this, and it's a lot better than last time they did this. The 6th edition supplements had so much less in them and were basically the same price. So they've improved. Still not
great. I was hoping to see, I mean, 30 Forgeable has just released the new White Scars Golden Kashyyyk jet bikes. So specialist
jet bikes.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cool stuff in 30K.
So I was sort of going, well, bring back that. Or bring back something similar to that for the White Scars to make them stand out. Otherwise, they're still just Marines on the standard bike. That doesn't mean anything. It needs to be something different to it. As you said, Anthony, it's just very generic with a different paint job.
Needs the flavour.
Yeah.
Missing the flavour.
Well, we know Ultramarines are very flavoursome. Just ask Gargamel.
Vanilla is a flavour.
I like that. I think that's comment of the night, to be honest.
So we knew they were always going to have a rich background and characters and stuff like that. But I'm just concerned with the other books, like Salamanders, the Raven Guard. They've got, what, one character at the moment? Something Shriek or something, Shrike or something like that?
Steve Shrike.
Yeah, so it's concerns like that. I mean, they're Primaris. For the Iron Hands isn't going to be coming back anytime soon. So what?
Primarch
is not going to come back anytime soon.
What happened to the Iron Hands Primarch?
Oh, he was the first one to die.
Yeah, he got stuck in and lost his head.
There can only be one. Yep.
How did they come back? Just bring him back again? Shit, it wasn't.
Well,
that's
what gets me is that.
It took a few tens of thousands of years.
Well, that's what gets me is that they bring back all the Primarchs that are like the hardest to write back in. Like,
I know, right?
Guys
like,
who are just on
fucking
gap year come back. But
fucking
Robot
was.
The ones who would have a head cut off or like in stasis because he's poisoned or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking Robot was dead. Like, everyone's like, oh no, he's dead. That's why he's in stasis. He's fucking dying. He's gone. But, like, my Primarch, who's just having a fucking nap, he's back.
Yeah, get him an alarm clock and get him back up doing his job.
Exactly.
What you really need is a counselor.
My Primarch,
dude. Okay? He's just really sad. In fact, he's depressed.
Bipolar. Yeah.
Because he's the Primarch. The Dark Angels are actually just sad. The Primarch is actually depressed. Yeah. He needs some meds. He needs a counselor. He'll get back into it. He just
had 10,000 years to get that.
It's a Primarch. It's a very serious
recovery's
amount of depression.
Recovery's not an overnight thing, Mark. Come on.
As Primarch, he feels very deeply.
Exactly.
What about Vulcan, who can't die?
Horus
Where
Heresy
is he?
Wasn't very nice.
And the hardest
part is
he's
probably got PTSD. Yeah.
He spent the last 10,000 years piling things up against his bedroom door, so we can't get in.
All the letters through the door slots just built up.
He's still piling.
Next release next month is Sanguinius. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, it was that like Sanguinius with his special sidekick, the head of the Gorgon.
Yeah, well, let's just bring back Horus while we're at it. Well,
yeah, it'll just be, no, it'll be a fucking Invictus tactical war suit with one of those future armor heads in a jar in it.
Yeah.
That'll be
beautiful. So we've got it sorted. You hope you're listening, GW. So,
like that.
We know GW is an expensive hobby. Is there value to money for the supplements, though? Because it does get expensive. $70 for the core, $49 for the book, $28 for the data cards if you're keen, $55 for dice.
What? Well, I mean, that's all totally.
Did you just say that
dice?
$55 for Ultramarine or White Scar dice.
What? Can you just buy your own dice?
Yes, you can.
Well, yes.
For $55.
I've got the
lovely ones. What are they made out of? Gene seeds? Like, shove them into yourself and become a
I'm sure they probably have someone's seed in them.
That's what I'd be expecting at that
price. Wasn't White Scar before.
Yeah, they've got one super
roll, a lot of
fun.
Yeah. That does get expensive. I mean,
yeah,
I remember
$55. And the worst thing is that they're not really
no,
that
the
readable.
The White Scars look terrible to read.
Man, none of the new fucking dice are readable. This is I constantly bitch about this.
I love my Nurgle dice, thank you. My Death Guard dice. Everyone hates them. Come on, abs! Come on, abs! Oh, abs!
It's like, yes, that's a six. I have to take your word because it's all
yes. Fucking White Scar dice are just bloody hieroglyphs.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah,
terrible.
You've got a winged bloody Caduceus symbol as the one, and there's a fucking White Scar symbol as the six, and the rest of them are jaggy lightning bolts. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my god,
are they gonna release a Slaanesh set of dice where it's just penises?
Just all dicks all the time!
Why are all these connected? Oh, that's the anal beads, mate.
Two
Come
dicks,
on.
Three dicks, four dicks, five dicks, six dicks!
Why is it vibrating across the table?
37 dicks!
I don't need to roll them, they'll move themselves.
Like 37 codices.
Alright, so.
Yeah, that's.
As you're all marine players, well, were at one of its stage. How do you feel about spending that sort of money?
I mean, no. I'm a sucker for spending that kind of money. But
yeah, I will get the Salamander one. I know this is happening.
Yeah.
I won't get any supplements, but I will get a new Blood Angels Codex if it came out.
I think it'll be.
If they can release a Crescent Moon's Codex, I'll buy it.
I'll write one.
like the Ultramarines fair. One, maybe is worth it, because, I mean, you're talking 80 pages worth.
You've got a lot
but,
of characters
I mean,
in there.
Like with the White Scars, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed because
you can get those unit sheets on one page.
Well, you've also got the relics and their doctrines.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of extra
stuff.
But
there
is a lot of stuff.
As I said, I mean a lot of that. I mean, realistically, there's only about four pages of actual content here.
Well, the rules section, the rules of it is from pages 52 to 63.
Yeah.
So there's like 10 pages of actual rules, and the rest is fluff.
The rest is fluff and artwork. So
which is a step up from the Sentinels of Terror and Clan Raukan that were entirely
fluff.
And they had They had chapter tactics for the companies, and they had relics. That was it.
But
so it's a step up from that, but it's still
and
kind of shits
me. I think $50 is a lot to pay for that. I've bought bigger novels for $10.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I really struggle with the value.
Yeah, I think the price
there.
Point is a bit high for the supplements. I remember when fourth ed, but I bought every supplement because they were like $20 each, and it was great. I could have every book, and it was fantastic.
I think it was in Dark Ages, by the way. Every book before that. And
the Dark Ages Codex in, like, 4th Ed was a fucking pamphlet.
Yeah, so was the Catechan one. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were cheap, and all they were rules. There wasn't as much fluff.
No, there was no fluff. It was just, yeah.
The fluff was contained.
Two pages of fluff.
Catechan,
they will kill anything that lives in the jungle. The here's some rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so...
I am a little disappointed that they didn't take the opportunity of making a supplement, as you said, to give them more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I
feel like these supplements could largely just be rolled into the codex.
Especially the generic ones, things, all the warlord traits and the doctrines and the chapter tactics are all in here anyway.
No,
they could have just put in
the...
They have extra doctrines.
Yeah, extra doctrines.
So there are different... I've definitely got the chapter tactics here.
Is it really going to kill them to put another 10 pages in the codex?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, you get... Well,
that's
it is.
Another 10 bucks,
the specialized... In the books, you do get specialist stratagems, psychic powers, tactical objectives, relics and war gear, and warlord traits. So you do actually get something out of it. I think where they're missing is the units part.
Yeah, I like the idea of them setting up modularity to it
so
that they can add more supplements. They don't limit themselves to what's in the codex.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was like, just put everything in the codex, then it would be what's in the codex when the codex comes out and nothing else.
Yeah.
Whereas they can add more stuff later. They're not adding enough when they do add stuff.
They've had the time to work on this, evidently, because, I mean, we've got new models and stuff like that, but... As I said, it just seems like they haven't used that modularity at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't used it to its full effect. I like the idea of where they're going, but they haven't stuck to landing.
Yeah. And then there's the logistics things. Now you've got to, if you're an Ultramarine, you've got to carry two books, plus a rule book if you want. And if you want a chapter approved book, you're going to have to take that with you too. So you can be taking 4 to 5 books everywhere you go to play a game.
Which is giving me flashbacks to 7th.
Yeah. Which is what we're trying to avoid. So, I think
the tables at Jolt have a lot of space on them.
Yeah. Look, my opinion, I think they've done well with the core. They've overpriced the supplement and missed the point of the supplement by adding unique units.
Yeah. Mm. And it's especially galling, as you say, that we've got all this cool shit for the 30k White Scars that has just come out.
Yeah.
But because Forge World and GW don't talk to each other directly, those two product lines are unrelated, and Forge World are shitting in mainline GW's tea.
Yeah. No, it's disappointing. So, we haven't seen the new codex come out for Space Marines, a reissue of the Space Marines. Where's our sisters? Where's our Imperial Agents?
So, is this the second Space Marines codex for 8 there?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before all the codexes
this was the one of the points that I was making. Like, is it really fair for the Space Marines to get a second pass when there's armies out there that haven't gotten a first pass?
Especially we've had a tease of about 12 months for the sisters.
Yeah, the whole
because
they kept saying
this
is what I was saying when they said, "Oh, sisters will be in 2019," and I was like, "I'll believe that when I fucking see it."
Yeah, we're now almost in September.
We're balls deep in 2019 and no sign of sisters yet.
And
like
we've seen
a couple of models, but a couple of models is not an army.
We had the beta codex in one of the codex chapter approves, wasn't it?
White Dwarf, I thought it was.
No,
yeah, it was in like
two chapter approves.
Okay,
yeah.
But yeah, like a beta codex is just them saying, "Yeah, it's going to be
filling the gap
before it comes
this
out."
This is a gap filler. Yeah. No word of Imperial Agents, so nothing on the
Assassins. So you can't call it a beta codex if it's not already 95% done.
Yeah. I mean? Using the word beta incorrectly.
Yeah.
So,
alpha?
At suggest they're just playtesting it and then releasing it.
Yeah.
And if it really was the beta, Sisters would be out by now.
It sort of indicates that they had no real intention to bring them back, but they're just caving in and said, fine, we'll do it eventually.
I feel like maybe something went horribly wrong with the designing of that, because it should have been done by now. Even GW, Maybe something went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Well, look when how did we got from Maris, really? I mean, they just came out, they were there and done. Yeah. And now what we've seen, maybe three, maybe four figures for the sisters, it's just dragging on. It's just getting silly.
And
now.
Then the Inquisitor side, we got, what was it, Silver Fox came out? Silver Fox? Grey Fox came, Grey Fax. Oh my God.
Grey Fax.
Eisenhorn. Selena something was another one, wasn't it?
Severus.
That's it, Savina. Oh no, she was a
Who picked the reference? Who picked the reference?
Commissar.
Yes.
Savina Rain.
She's a commissar.
Severina Rain.
And, yeah, she's a commissar, not a where are all they? Where are I mean they put a lot of effort into the custodies when they first came out.
Mm.
And there's like four units available.
Yeah.
Well, there's a shit ton available if you roll in the 30k stuff, but you can't.
Yeah.
We can't bring them in, but there's beta rules for them now, so that there are beta rules online that you can download for the custody. So you can get the big walker and you can get the big flying tanks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cool shit. Which I would love to add to my custodies for us because they're awesome. But yeah, look, I'd really like the Inquisition to come out.
Yeah.
I'd like some rules that work. Bring back the Inquisitorial Stormtroopers, the Interrogators. I mean, what were they? They're Inquisitors in training, you know?
Yep. We want to relive the books, come on. We want
Rainer. Blackstone Fortress coming out and all those little special characters coming out and Rogue Traders appearing, you know, that'd be great in the Imperial Agents Codex. Well,
I thought with the Black Fortress and stuff like that, we might be closer to seeing a Rogue Trader style book come out.
Yeah, I got really hyped when they had that. There's a mini codex in the Kill Team Rogue Trader thing for using the Rogue Trader and stuff in 40K.
Yeah.
And I was really hyped for maybe that's a sign that they're working on that for Imperial Agents, because and now with the new escalation stuff, we're getting even more Imperial Agent like models coming out. So, are we getting close to Imperial Agents? Like, have they talked about what the next codex is going to be, other than like just talking about supplements maybe coming out?
Space
like,
23. That's the next one. And there's some codex love as well. I mean, I think you'd say Nurgle, your Death Guard needs a bit of love.
Oh, they do.
And stuff.
Well, that's what I was about to lead into. So this is going to be a template, right, of what they're going to do. So are we expecting a new Chaos Marine book and then a supplement for Thousand Suns, Death Guard, and so on? Is that what we expect to see? Because they've already said that Death Guard will be revisited. And I think they need to be. They were the first codex to come out. And yes, they're good and stuff.
Grey Knights,
there's a couple of things that get left behind in. Sorry?
Grey Knights came out at the same time, didn't they? The Death Guard and Grey Knights. Pretty sure. I mean, Grey Knights was one of the very early ones.
Not sure.
And it really had nothing new in it from the previous edition. So there was no Primaris, so they didn't have to add any of that. There was no new figures. They released all that for the previous codex for 7th. So. And it's only got bugger all stratagems.
The same. Death Guard has got a page and a half stratagems. And most of them are pretty useless. So is that what we're going to see? we will see an Astra Militarum book and then a supplement for Catachan, Valhalla. Cadia will look like a pile of dust, won't it?
Cadian will look like big, strong Cadians, as they should be. But it's what happened last time in 6.
With no planet.
You know, because 6 was the last time we had supplement books happening. And they did Sentinels of Terror, they did Clan Raukan, and then they did what was it? They did a couple, the Black Legion one. They did a bunch of them like that. Like, it wasn't just the Marines. They then moved on and started doing Chaos Marines as well.
So
they'll probably go down that route again.
And that makes sense for Chaos, even Imperial Guard. What about Tyranids? They're going to get... Here's a Kraken book. Here's a other non-Kraken
book. I can't see it happening. The existing Tyranid Codex is really quite... small, so I just can't see them having enough material.
You don't think they'll make a $70 core book and then a $49 Kraken book?
it'll look like your junk mail.
Special characters aren't renowned for their Tyranids, except for, there's like one special character, Old One Eye.
You've got two. You've got Old One Eye and the Swarm Lord, and that's about it.
Yeah, Tyranids don't differentiate enough for that.
Death Skulls.
The ones who did it last time, there was a Black Legion book, there was a Eandon Craftworld book, there was the Farsight Tau, and Raukan and Sentinels. So those were the supplements that came out in 6th.
Yeah.
Just that I've got laying around.
There was an Imperial Agents one as well.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, there was a Codex and then they released supplements to it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
it got...
And I can see Imperial Agents being a supplement.
Yeah, they'd be a supplement-sized list, really.
You're going to have Custodians. You're going to have Custodians, Sisters of Silence, Inquisitors, Assassins.
I guess if they roll the Custodians and the Sisters in there, then they probably could make it a whole army.
Well, where
in
else would
themselves.
They fit? They couldn't fit anywhere. They're Imperial Agents. Agents of the Imperium.
I think they're called Agents of the Throne in 30K.
No, well,
I think
Throne's just one big potty. It's all right.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Good. You were just taking out my potty.
Potty talk. Excuse my potty talk. All right, so, okay. Michael, your impressions of the Chaos... your impressions of the Space Marine book. Or... What was the other? Or Shock, Meh?
Shock, or Meh. Out of those three, I'd say I quite like it. I like the changes they've made. Some things could be better, but it's generally pretty positive, I think.
And supplements?
The supplements I'm less impressed with. I like the idea of them. As I said, I don't think they've stuck the landing, so kind of... Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say meh, but...
Delivering, though.
Not great.
Mark? Codex.
Yeah, I'm all meh.
Meh across
I'm
the
all
board.
Meh.
Wow.
Yeah, I just didn't feel that there was much need for it, particularly in light of other armies not getting a first pass.
Anthony. Codex.
The codex itself, I'm all. I think it's pretty good. It's I like lots of the new special rules and the traits and stuff like that. So, and building your own Space Marine army is something I've always wanted to do. So I reckon that's pretty cool that that's back.
Yeah. Supplements?
I don't think I've got anything for it. Supplements I'm going to pass because I don't think I'll ever buy one. None of my armies are going to be represented there. So I don't think I can give that a grading. Yeah. And I haven't seen them enough. So.
Is one of your comments, because I know you're a hardcore gamer,
I've spent so many hours poring over my copy of the Codex. I'm going to say 37.
Fair enough.
And that's
37!
So, in case you're wondering, folks, we haven't actually really mentioned this, but I went
bonus
through the
points
back catalog,
so they can work it out.
And including supplements for Rogue Trader that were not specifically reported as Space Marine codices, but they just included rules for Space Marines because pretty much all they had. There have been 36 releases, and that's not counting the supplements that have just come out, so that makes it 38. So I'm splitting the difference on 37 because it's funny if you've seen Clerks.
Because it's a sex joke.
But seriously, it's the second release of Space Marines in this edition alone.
Yeah.
I personally have felt since about 4th edition that GW have been taking the piss with the re-releases and additions and this sort of stuff. Yeah. And I think they're just taking the piss now.
They're just releasing it because they know they have to.
Say?
They don't want to, they just have
just
to.
Just release enough. I mean, seriously, I think the next codex that will be released will be Space Marines. I'll just do it again. It'll be like
Part
8th
two.
Ed... 4th Ed Space Marines. Whoa. Like, what in the hell? Anyway, aside from that, I'm sure it's great.
I guess I should give my two bits. I think, with the Codex itself, I would say I'm actually pretty impressed with it, what they have put into it, and it's pretty pretty good. It has inspired me to think about rebuilding Salamanders or even starting a White Scars, which drives me to the supplements. Meh for the supplement for me. I think the price point and what you get for it, it just doesn't add up. They had an opportunity, as Michael was saying, an opportunity to add more character to the chapters, and they've missed it, which doesn't have high hopes for the next ones coming out, next supplements. There you go. That's my thoughts. We should wrap it up because we're almost 2 hours into it.
A short podcast, our hourly podcast.
We must be passionate about this one because
you know what they say:
ones.
a long game's a good game.
Yeah, right. upcoming
events. Long game's a game.
Yeah. All right, so
well,
thank
we were joking
you.
Earlier that the size, you know.
anything else you want to say regarding the Codex? Good. We do have some upcoming events. We got Slowgrow Part 6, which is that the flight one? No, that's, yeah, it is.
It's the sunshine.
I don't know
it's
what that
someone.
One is. But we got that coming up next month. We also have two.
It was cold. It's hot.
Sorry?
It was very cold in the last game. Now it's very hot.
We're in a volcano, now we're in a glacier, and now we're going to be in the sunshine. It's a good combination.
Yeah, sunshine.
SPS 2000.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, 10, I do remember this. It's hard to shoot things. Okay, and we also have two up tourney in a couple of weeks. A two-player tournament. I hope you've got your teams registered, folks. Not pointing at anyone in particular because they can't see. we do have that coming up. We should get some more footage up. I still have a couple of barrels that I need to edit and get up online. I really rush when I lose, you can tell. When I win, it's up in 5 minutes. It's great.
Yeah, I haven't seen that Grey Knight Death Guard one
That'd
yet.
Be my point. When they are up, you can see them on our YouTube channel, which is RLG40K. That's 40K. You can also see our Instagram, which is RLG40K. I know, there is a theme. Be ready for it. Tara, you have one.
Yeah, Terra 40K.
Look at that.
Instagram.
And mine is Redbelly Black, I think. Can't remember. Redbelly Black Instagram. It's not always 40K stuff. Sometimes it's beer. Sometimes it's footy. What else we got? Oh, the Facebook page. Of course. We've got our Facebook page, which is obviously, you guessed it, RLG40K. 40K. That's right. Anything else we use for our wonderfulness? Oh, of course, we've got our Twitter feed, which is hosted on twitch.tv/redbelly. I haven't got my gear worked out to the RLG Twitch page yet, so bear with me. Isabel writes books, and she has a page that she would like to promote right now.
IEKenner.com. IEKenner. Or you can just go to IE Kenner on Twitter, at IE Kenner. You'll find me. And lots of swearing.
There we go.
Lots of swearing.
Have I missed anything? No, good. Next month, it looks like we'll be looking at how to run a tournament, a reflection of our slow grow, and we'll also, because the two up tourney we start, we'll have a look at that as well. It's my first attempt to do a tournament together. It's not that easy. Especially when nobody says, oh yeah, I'll play. Alright, anything else? Mark, sign off for yourself because we know we've got the voice.
Catch you next time.
That's it. Anthony.
Good night all.
Isabel.
Thanks everybody.
Me. Oh, that's me. Alright, good night everyone. I'll catch you later. Michaels, get rid of us.
Well, that's another wobbly adventure. It was a long one, but sometimes the length isn't that bad of a thing. Join us next month as we examine what Greg did wrong in his tournament at length.